Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports by live studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated. Get this, I've been knocking out bumps now for 4 decades. That's right, 40 years of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, yeah. Think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination dance. In fact, probably an unequal combination. But, you know, bottom line is I fought, I write, and maybe I know a little bit about radio, a little TV. But the bottom line is you know a little bit more because you're buying the pay-per-view. Are you buying the pay-per-views? That's why I'm asking this question week in and week out. It sounds like I'm redundant, I'm senile, but I'm not. Let me tell you, that last Tyson Fury Oleg Usyk fight did 1.5 million homes. Nobody I knew bought it. Daniel didn't buy it. Daniel watched, he didn't buy it. Somebody, you know, watched through binoculars from somebody else's, you know, that kind of stuff. We watch it through binoculars a lot. The other person, you know, is like through somebody's window and that kind of stuff. And I go up to the strip club up the street, wink, 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 and I don't look at the girls. But the bottom line is, you know, nobody's buying the pay-per-view. So, of course, now they're going to pay-per-view with everything. Evidently, Al Heyman has resurfaced. Of course, Al Heyman, premier boxing champion, that kind of good stuff. He, the guy that sort of helped Floyd Mayweather, him and Leonard Ellerbe, of course, helped Floyd Mayweather became a near billionaire. But he made a lot of money, no doubt about it. But he ain't no billionaire. Anyway, bottom line is, looks like Al Heyman's coming back with something called BLK Prime, some type of Black Prime pay-per-view. We'll talk about that in depth with Socrates Palmer and more after the break, of course. But the bottom line is, looks like Al Heyman is back. I was wondering what was happening. Of course, he had to deal with Amazon Prime. They were going to show these fights all the time, and then they showed like one fight, and then that was sort of it. Of course, Amazon, I think, was building things around Tim Zhu. I think they thought that Tim Zhu was going to become the star. Of course, Tim Zhu got upset by Sebastian Fedora in that horrible fight where he got cut in the second round by an elbow. But then, of course, the corner never stopped the fight. The doctor never stopped the fight. Nobody stopped the fight. Tim Zhu was like, you know what I'm talking about. Screw. Bottom line is Tim Zhu, of course, now has lost 2 fights in a row. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We're going to go deep back into 1966 at about 40 minutes past the hour with the great Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man to fight a real fight.
When it rains, it pours. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I wanted to set up, of course, the George Foreman special a little bit later. Of course, his birthday this week, he turned 79 years old. Of course, well, I remember when he won the San Francisco Golden Gloves, reading about him in the newspaper when Jack Fix and Eddie Muller were writing about him back in the late 1960s. And of course, then he won the Olympic gold medal and became the darling of everybody. But he was never a darling, and of course, until he saw his, he saw God. And I think he really did see God, because George Foreman turned from the biggest jerk in the world, the meanest guy you could ever imagine, a planet. I mean, him and Sonny Liston, like, mean, evil guys, right? And then he had that comeuppance, or that thing with Ron Lyle, where we saw God after that fight, and straight up, he changed, and believe me, he really is a different guy. So we'll talk about George Foreman, and at 40 minutes past there, I'll also go back in time to 1966. My favorite guy, Howard Cosell, of course, taking on Muhammad Ali, of course, talking about all the controversy back then about him not wanting to go into the draft and all that kind of good stuff. But he also talks about the fact that he's going to take on Ernie Terrell. Ernie Terrell, of course, was a guy that would not address him as Muhammad Ali. He kept calling him Clay. He said, man, don't call me Clay. Don't call me Clay. And of course, during like the 11th, 12th round, you can hear Muhammad Ali saying to him, what's my name? Just beating on this dude like a drum. Anyway, straight up, that's a little bit later in today's show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Now we take it from the left coast to the right coast, or take that back to the Bronx, and bring in, of course, the Bronx Bomber himself, boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today after that big intro, sir?
Awesome, brother. Thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm healthy. I want to bring this up right away, and I'll get this out of the way. I always preach health to everybody. And people say, why do you preach health? Because I watch a lot of people that were younger than me and people that didn't take care of themselves, things like that, and they either die or suffer and that kind of good stuff. And I've got friends of mine that have had strokes lately, and they're in convalescent hospitals, and they're never going home and that kind of good stuff, and they can't go to the bathroom on their own. I mean, it's just an ugly, ugly scene. And I'm trying to, I try my best to advocate for health. And a friend of mine has got some form of cancer. It was prostate cancer, and of course, and it's spread now throughout his body, and it doesn't look good. They're going to try one more attack. This is the last defense that they're going to come up with, the medical experts. But the bottom line is, he didn't check his PSAs for a long time. And PSA is the prostate score. And what I'm trying to tell all you guys out there, and a lot of old people listen to the show because I'm an old guy, but the bottom line is a lot of old people listen to the show and even young people, but you start getting colonoscopy at the age of 50 and you start checking your PSA about 40, 45, I kid you not. And maybe even less if you got problems like prostate cancer in the family. But what I'm trying to tell you is you get it before it hits up. Before the PSA goes through the roof, you get a hold of it and you take care of it and control it then. Because once it goes through the roof, it goes through your body. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Not MD talk. Let's go to boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today again? Once again, sir, I didn't need to put that medical thing in there, but I felt compelled.
Now, listen, like the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure or something like that, or better than a pound of cure.
You know, and what you know, what everybody's scared of, and most guys are scared to death of, and well, I guess we're going to have to go off subject here, is colonoscopies. And colonoscopies are a bummer. They are, I mean, but they're not as bad as you think. The whole thing about colonoscopies is a preparation. You have to flush your body out, and flushing your body out is not all that pleasant, okay? But the bottom line is, after you've done that, you get the colonoscopy, and they tell you, guess what? You're doing great. You got no problems with this thing. I mean, it's like a bill of clean health. And for men and women, colon cancer is like the big silent killer. It's a silent killer.
I mean, we lost one of the great legends of the game, Emmanuel Stewart, to colon cancer.
Yeah,
right?
You know, I'm sorry. You, I didn't want to bring that up if you were going to go in that direction. But you're right. And another guy that you know, I mean, he was on the road all the time. He didn't always, you know, keep up on things, and he let things get out of hand. And before you knew it, boom! I mean, Emmanuel Stewart was dead. I'll never forget that last text I got from him, that tweet a couple of days before he died. This is a tough one, son. That's what he said, and you know, and that made me cry. It makes me making me cry right now. Don't need to cry on the air. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Not pity talk, but you know, take care of your health. And if you've got people in the family that are reluctant to do things as far as like health tests and this and that, because a majority of my friends do not take care of themselves in the condition in the manner that I do. I may be a bit of a health freak, but they just don't want to. They don't want to do anything. You know what I'm saying? I try to tell the guys, you got to stretch every morning. They look at me like, why?
Listen, even walking. I mean, there's nothing better than after a meal than a nice walk. You walk a nice 20 to half an hour after your lunch, you know, or after dinner if you could do it. It does wonders, you know. It promotes circulation. You're burning sugar right away. It doesn't take much. but the biggest, I remember Minister Louis Farrakhan said that his pharmacy is his kitchen. And it's so true. I mean, you are what you eat, and it all starts, number one, with your diet, you know. And
beans and rice, baby!
That's it. Beans and rice. Can't go wrong with that.
I'm serious as a heart attack. It's got every vitamin and amino acid in it. I'll take that back. All the 11 amino acids are the necessary ones. And, you know, it's cheap.
Yes. It's still, knock on wood, it's still one of the things that are very affordable, you know, in the supermarket. Your carbs, your protein, no cholesterol.
You know, I went in the supermarket the other day. They had a security guard on the egg counter.
Bro, the price of eggs is ridiculous. Like a dozen eggs out here in New York, I saw $7.99 for a dozen. I don't know what it is over there, but they're blaming it on this bird flu.
Yeah, but you listen. Here I go. I think the country is close to ruin. And the reason why I say that is that corporations have really taken over. And when the Supreme Court said that a corporation has the same right as an individual, as a person, that was sort of like bad, because corporations, their sole existence is to make more money. In other words, like, I you know, you go to McDonald's, they don't have anybody to wait on you anymore because they want you to do the cashier thing. I mean, the paperless thing, you know, where you go up to the computer and punch the blah, blah, blah. I want this, I want that. So they don't have anybody out there anymore, and they made billions of dollars last year. I mean, the bottom line is corporations have taken over, and it's not good, man. I mean, look what they've done. I mean, Fig Newtons. I used to buy Fig Newtons all the time, right? And you can shake them around in the package now. And you say, you know, what happened? Why am I shaking to be able to shake these around? Because the cookies are like maybe 20% smaller than they used to be, but this package is the same.
Yeah, that's everything. I mean, once in a while, you know, I succumb to weakness, a donut, these donuts are like, they're like the size of Oreo cookies now. Like everything is smaller. Potato chips are like half air. You know,
that's bad news for every cop in America. You know that, right? I mean, when donuts get small, I mean, come on, man. Hey, and I will admit this. When you work midnights as a cop, you tended to drink coffee and drink sugary donut and eat sugary donuts at about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. It sort of kept you up. That and the adrenaline of the job kept you alive and awake.
Well, I mean, especially you worked in the 90s, right?
80s and early 90s. Bottom line is, it was the debut of crack back then. I remember when we found this camper out at Candlestick Park after a 49ers game, and it was like 5 or 6 hours after the game, and these guys are still in this camper, and they're partying this and that, and I knock on the door, and they open up the door, and they're all loaded on crack. And I couldn't figure it out because, you know, it looked like a white substance. And I'm thinking, man, it's either cocaine. They don't look like it. What's going on here? And I thought it was maybe PCP, and it turned out to be crack. But that was the first time we ever, like, came up with crack cocaine. As far as I remember, in the Bayview Narcotics Task Force, that was our first crack cocaine bust. And everybody was tripping out. What were these guys smoking? Because it didn't smell like anything else. Anyway, that was the beginning of the crack. And, of course, the crack epidemic, I think, was brought on. How am I going to say this? The CIA, of course, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan and those guys running the CIA at that point in time, they allowed this to happen.
Mm-hmm. The Iran Contra.
Yeah, the Iran Contra thing. I mean, you know, they sold on. Anyway, bottom line is, I don't know how we got off on this weird tangent here.
There's nothing to talk about in boxing right now.
No, there is something to talk about in boxing. Who were the 1.5 million people that bought the fight last week?
I don't know.
What was that long pause there? Wait. There was a long pause there, folks. And no, it wasn't the phone line. It wasn't Skype. He was collecting his thoughts there. Why did it take you that long to come up with that answer?
I plead the fifth. I mean, look.
No, because you don't know it. Do you know anybody that bought it?
Nope. But I have a lot of people that shit.
Ooh. So, I mean, do you think that maybe the fact that they were both Caucasians, that was maybe a selling point?
No, I mean, I think it's just the fact that people are like, you know, why do I have to pay? Why am I going to pay for this?
But where did they come up? No, I get what you, I'm with you on that. Where did they come up with the 1.5 million people?
I really don't even believe these numbers anymore. I think they just put out, you know, these estimates.
Okay, let's roll to a break. Before we roll to a break, let me mention this and we'll come back and we'll talk about it on the other side. Canelo Alvarez hanging out with the guy from Saudi Arabia, the Turk guy. Evidently, they met today in London. That means he's probably going to fight Conor Benn in London. Of course, Conor Benn probably. Anyway, let's go to that after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
That was me and George Foreman in the center of the ring about 1989. Actually, April the 30th, to be exact, of course, it was the Moody Center in Galveston, Texas. Galveston's probably one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life. The people were really nice. The food was good. I learned about crawdads, how to eat crawdads. And, of course, when they told me I had to suck it off, I didn't get that. But the bottom line is crawdads were pretty cool after that point, once you got the indoctrination. But the bottom line is George Foreman stopped J.B. Williamson today. Of course, that was on FNN Sports. And, of course, George went on to become the heavyweight champ for the second time back in 1995. Of course, when he knocked out Michael Moore. Of course, Michael Moore, what's he famous for? Getting knocked out by an old man. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to the Bronx and Socrates Palmer and Sock. What's Canelo going to do? I mean, is he ever going to fight anybody of note anymore? Now that the WBC has given him like a carte blanche, a pass, saying you don't have to. You can fight Daniel every other week.
The WBC giving Canelo Alvarez the biggest money draw they have, who happens to be Mexican, a free pass? Are you kidding me? I'm shocked.
You know, but there's got to be some integrity somewhere. Of course, they bounced us off the WBC TV channel when I asked Tommy D. I said, Tommy, I said, was that fight fixed last night? He goes, I think it was fixed. I was there, blah, blah. I mean, that score, blah, blah. So we'll talk about the Oshaki Foster, Robinson Canseco, the first fight. And I said, well, if the WBC doesn't do something about it, what do you think? Well, I think the WBC mandated a rematch. And then if Mauricio doesn't do something about it, he's part of the problem and not the solution. And of course, and they bounced us off WBC TV for that. And you know what? That's sort of like a badge of honor, because I'm nobody's bitch, for lack of a better word.
I mean, listen, if you can't call it like it is, then, you know, what are you doing on the air? You're just being an extension of the PR team, you know, for the WBC. It's their loss, for sure. As far as the original question with Canelo, Turki Alashek posted a picture with him in London. Yeah. And it seems like the rumor that came out circulating last week that him and Terrence Crawford is going to happen at some point.
Oh, it's going to be Crawford and not Conor Benn. Okay. You know, all in all, I would like to see Terrence Crawford light him up like the White House Christmas tree. I think as far as skills are concerned, he could. I think skills against skills. And, you know, people say to me, well, you know, Canelo's 168-pounder now. Not really. He turned pro at 146 pounds, and then he was probably at his prime at 154, I think, if some people say 160. But, you know, that's a couple of weight classes ago. So they both will be coming up in weight, essentially. And I want to give Terrence Crawford more than a minimal chance. In fact, you know, I'm hoping, put it this way, if I had a crystal ball, I would want the crystal ball to tell me Terrence Crawford is going to knock Canelo out and set boxing straight once again.
I can't see that happening.
I know.
I mean, he's a good puncher, not a great puncher. The one thing about Terrence Crawford, you know, he seems to want it more than anybody else, you know, that he's been in the ring with. You know, he's just a beast. He's a mean fighter. He reminds me a little bit of Holyfield, you know, in that he's never really in a dull fight. And in that aspect, I mean, he's not getting any younger. You know, I can also see him going to sleep. You know, getting, I mean, it could be a great fight until he gets caught. You know, but it's an intriguing fight. It's a generational fight. If Terence Crawford beats Canelo Alvarez, I mean, what else does he have to do? But he's, you know, he's on that short list of greatest pound-for-pound fighters of all time if he does that.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. George Foreman celebrating his 79th birthday this week. Of course, the former two-time world heavyweight champion, born in 1949, January 10th, 1949. Of course, George Foreman, wow, of course, knocking out Joe Frazier, capturing the world heavyweight championship back in 1973. Of course, that fight only took place because Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier were become, how can I put this? Joe didn't like Ali, especially after the first fight. After he beat Ali the first time, I guess he thought that Ali should have crawled across the ring and said, you know, you beat me or something like that. Let me kiss your hand or something like that. But Joe never sort of accepted things after that. And then they offered him a big money rematch, and he took like $1 million to fight George Foreman instead of making like $7 or $8 million to fight Ali. Joe wasn't the smartest guy in the world.
Yeah, he let personal get in the way of finances. I as soon as you said that, I said, wow, so he took less money to get beat. You know, I mean, that's happened a lot, you know, in boxing. I remember Shane Mosley in Oscar, right? He took less money to fight Vernon Forrest, and that didn't turn out too well, instead of rematching Oscar. I always respected Joe Frazier, but, you know, towards the latter years, you know, he was just bitter to the end, you know, and he was a true hater, you know, just bitter to the end. He didn't see the, you know, that without Ali, he's not Joe Frazier, and vice versa. You know, he really harbored, you know, ill will towards Ali.
The display of mental strength that I saw watching that fight, it was the greatest display of mental strength I've ever seen athletically in my entire life, ever. I mean, in Joe Frazier. I mean, he was not going to be stopped. There was no doubt about it. That night, he was in full gear, of course. And Joe, although I thought he might have, might not have won enough rounds to win the fight. Of course, he hurt Ali in the 11th round. Ali told me that was a hurt, the most hurt he had ever been in his life. And of course, even getting hit by Ernie Shavers later in life. And then, of course, the Joe and George, that said it all, man. I mean, Joe just had disdain for Ali, and that was a bad move. And of course, you know, Joe Frazier. I should knock him. I don't know. All right. Anyway, Joe had a bad drinking problem. I mean, a real bad drinking problem. And every time I was around him, I smelled booze on him. I mean, whether it was day or night, I could smell. Maybe that's the ex-cop in me in the sim, but I smelled booze on him, okay? And then, of course, it was a time when we had the Evander Holyfield, Von Bean fight, and they were in the corner of Von Bean. Him and Butch Lewis were in the corner of Von Bean in Atlanta, Georgia, and Joe Frazier was drunk as a skunk. I walked into the dressing room to interview Von Bean for the HBO International, and I smelled. I mean, it was like I never smelled alcohol that bad. What was going on? I couldn't believe it. It was like it was in the air conditioner or something. Like, that's how bad the booze was in the room. And, like, you know, Von Bean's just there working out, and Joe Frazier's sitting there buzzing, and Butch Lewis is buzzing. They're both drinking this and that. And then, of course, they went into the ring later that night when Von Bean fought Holyfield, and Joe Frazier was calling Brian Gary, the referee, a honky.
You
know,
what?
No, I didn't think I wasn't. Although it's funny now, it wasn't funny then. I mean, I thought it was insulting. I mean, this man's a professional, and I asked him later, Brian Gary out of Florida, still alive. I asked him, you know, why didn't you throw him out? He had the power to throw him out of the arena. You know, the referee can exile anybody. He can eject anybody from ringside. Okay, and I said, why didn't you do that? I said, they were calling all these MF and this and MF, all kinds of these bad names. He goes, because it was Joe Frazier, and I didn't want to disgrace the heavyweight championship. That's why Brian Gary didn't throw him out. That should have been a scandal in itself.
Wow, I didn't even know about that. I remember, didn't Norman Stoney get thrown out of a fight once?
Norman Stoney, I don't think he was drunk during fights, though. He was drunk afterwards, but he never wasn't drunk during fights. We got one of those clips where he went crazy, of course, in John Ruiz's corner. And I will say this, that without that guy, John Ruiz would have never got the second fight with Holyfield. I mean, he you know, the first fight, I thought Holyfield won pretty clearly. And, of course, I think referee Joel Cortez blew a low blow when Ruiz was acting like he was hurt and this kind of stuff from a body shot. So I was there doing the television with the late, oh God, I can't think of his name right now, the Colonel, Bob Sheridan. Of course, we did that together for Don King, and that was a mind-blowing night. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are now in 2025, and we're talking about old days and old boxing history. Is that because boxing is dead overall, or are we just going through a lull?
I think we're going through a lull. Boxing has probably been killed off more times than Jason from Friday the 13th, you know, but it keeps coming back. The month of January, I mean, December and January have not been great, although we did get Usyk and Fury. How good was that?
Yeah, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, as far as entertainment factor, how'd you feel about that?
I thought it was a decent fight, a little bit more strategic than I thought, in terms of engagement. But the finality of it, I thought that we now have a clear cut. The best heavyweight of this era is Alexander Usyk. He, in my opinion, he decisively beat Tyson Fury. You know, people were arguing, 8-4. You know what? I don't think there's a way you can give Tyson Fury more rounds than Usyk. And I thought Usyk won cleanly. So in that aspect, it was great. I wonder how much Usyk has left, how many times does he want to step into that ring after making about $150 million in those two fights. I mean, he doesn't.
Well, maybe he can fund the Ukrainian war against Russia.
Well, that's a loaded question.
No, I'm sorry. I'm full of nothing but loaded questions today. Bottom line is, have a great weekend, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy.
The great Socrates Palmer on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's go to the Twitch page. Of course, January 11th, 1991, Ray Mercer stops Francisco Damiani in the ninth round. Remember Sammy the Bull Gravano? We did the interview with him when he was talking about putting a hit out on Don King. Remember the connected fighter that he had was Francisco Damiani. Of course, Damiani was ahead on the scorecards. In fact, a lot of people thought that Damiani was going to win that fight, as did Sammy the Bull Gravano and John Gotti. Of course, John Gotti got pissed off at Don King, and he sent some guy out to kill Don King, and the guy left town instead of killing Don King. But that was January 11th, 1991. Of course, then he would later... Ray Mercer do some big things. But Ray was an old guy. 1988 Olympic gold medalist. An old guy. I think he was like 34 and won the gold medals. So he was about 37 at this point in time. But beating Damiani, he was behind on points. That was a bit of a stunner. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, January 10th, 1992, Iran Barkley knocks out Darren Van Horn. According to a House historian, of course, about Frank 1961, Frank says the 23-year-old Van Horn already had 50 professional fights. Yeah, but against guys that were total stiffs. Most of the fights were fixes. When I say that, I mean, you know, his father was a pimp. I mean, his father was a pimp. In real life, his father was a pimp at one point in time. Darren Van Horn's father. Anyway, he scored an impressive 48-2 record and became a world champion in two weight divisions, while the 31-year-old Barkley was thought to be past his peak. Listen, when Barkley stepped in that ring that night, he was possessed. He was walking off the ground. I could tell everybody on the inside, we knew Barkley was going to smoke Van Horn. That Van Horn wasn't much. And did he get smoked? Yes, in the second round. Keep going here. ABC sportscaster Frank Keith Jackson died on January 12, 2018 at the age of 89. He was pretty cool. I'll tell you about that. Of course, he was the guy that was in front of me. I was screaming when I won the Golden Gloves in 1982. God, I'm dating myself. But the bottom line is I was sitting first row for a Bobby Chacon-Bazooka Limon fight. They fought four times. This was the fourth fight. It was in December of 1982 up there in Sacramento, California. But I'm sitting right behind Keith Jackson. You can hear me throughout the broadcast going, Bobby, go to the body, go to the body. Bottom line is I was cheering for Bobby Chacon, of course. And Chacon won a 50-round unanimous decision over Bazooka Limon. But at the end of the fight, you can also hear me saying to Bob, you shocked the world, you shocked the world. Of course, Bobby did shock the world, coming off the suicide of his wife about 6 or 8 months earlier because she wanted him to quit boxing. He wouldn't do it. Of course, Bobby Chacon became a bit of a, I don't want to say a cartoonish, cartoon-like character, but he took so much damage in his career that the residual effects of professional boxing were just not kind to him. I'll just put it to you like that. But Keith Jackson was a pretty good dude, no doubt about that. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. And Frank says he takes he's got a colonoscopy coming up this Monday. Good luck on that one. Got to start taking the laxative. That's not a good thing tomorrow at noon. But good news is it's only needed every 10 years. Yeah, unless you got issues, it's only needed every 10 years. But the bottom line is that's something you got to do. This is no doubt about it. Last night, one of the house heavyweights, we're talking about Kingsley Ibe, of course, the heavyweight out of now Arizona, of course, originally out of Nigeria, but the bottom line is 15-2-1 now, 13 KOs, of course, last night knocking out Scott Alexander in the first round. I think the time was 2 minutes and 58 seconds. A body shot sort of set things up. If he gets himself 4 or 5 or 6 work fights and gets himself together, I mean really together, he could be a threat. But if they want to put him in, I'm talking about Kingsley Ibe, if they want to put him in as an opponent in a big-time fight right now, it's just too early. Let me tell you, you don't want to be the opponent in boxing. You want them knocking on your door because you're the A side, not the B side. And when you're the B side, that means you've got the promoters against you, you've got the judges against you, you got the referees against you, you got the fans against you, you got the local media against you. I mean, good Lord, man, you think you want to go up against those kind of odds? Let me tell you, Ibe could go to London and knock out that Fabian Watley guy, whatever his name is. He could knock that guy out and still lose. You could knock a guy out in England and still lose, I kid you not. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's go back in time, of course, 1966, Muhammad Ali and the great Howard Cosell talking it up. Of course, Ernie Terrell is in the picture, but Ernie Terrell got beaten up for 15 rounds.
And maybe in the ultimate, Ernie Terrell. This, of course, is the heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali, or Cassius Clay, as you will. And what's this about the governor of Illinois and the Illinois State Athletic Commission?
Well, I've been getting phone calls lately on my reclassification from 1Y to 1A. And reporters have been nagging at me, and you know how they pick at you and twist things you say and make you say things you really don't know what you're talking about. And they have been asking me questions, and I have been with my big mouth as usual, popping off. This time it got me in a little hot water, a little trouble. But in the past, it really happened. But he asked me a few questions about Vietnam, the draft board, and right away I started making wild, crazy remarks. And then it made headline, caused a lot of controversy, and it did move the New York governor to contact the boxing commissioner. I only learned that this morning, that they were holding a
special... You mean the Illinois governor?
Right. They were holding a Illinois governor. They were holding a special meeting on canceling the fight and taking it out of Chicago, and it really upset me to know that the statements that I had made caused so much shame and disgrace on Irvin Schoenwald and Ben Bentley, the promoters of the fight, who've had hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in the fight and put the local commissioner on the spot. So I did call him today, and I told him I did have to apologize for the national and international embarrassment and pressure that I had on him.
Who'd you talk to, the governor or the chairman of the athletic commission?
The chairman of the athletic commissioner. And he, I imagine he accepted my apology, because I really had no reason. I really have no reason talking on politician subjects. And I'm a fighter, not a politician. And if I knew that they would take what I said and rank it, and judge me as a politician who made a mistake, then I never would have opened my mouth on the question. So I do want the world to know that I have nothing else to say about politics. In no way, fashion, or form, all I'm thinking about now is boxing. And I'm sorry this thing got out the way it did, publicity-wise, and it took my mind off of the fight, and I'm a little behind. And Terrell is the one I'm gunning for, and I'm going to get him and take it out on him, because he did make a statement saying that after he's through whipping me, the Army or whoever it is won't need me, because my condition won't be good enough, and I'm going to twist it and whip him just that bad.
I will get to Terrell in a moment. First, you talk to the chairman of the Illinois State Athletic Commission. That commission today deferred decision on whether or not the license for this bout should be revoked. Is it your conviction the bout will go on in Chicago as scheduled on March 29th?
Well, me and everybody concerned, we hope it goes on. I've had a lot of training in for the fight. A lot of salaries have been paid out to theater people, and local promoters in Chicago have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and making tickets, and everybody's looking forward to it, and I would hate for my mouth to be something to stop it all.
All right, now you don't want to talk about politics, the draft, or anything else anymore.
Nothing. I have nothing to say about that. Just fight talk from now on. I'm gonna
all right, but you adopted a controversial minority faith, and you've always been outspoken. Now, you're not going to retract the charge that athletes are being discriminated against, are you?
Well, I have nothing to say about none of that. I'm not saying nothing. You use so many big words, Howard, you're a tricker man.
I'm not going to trick you. You know I'm not going to trick you, Muhammad. Wouldn't think of doing it. Fact of the matter is, what you stand for, you stand for. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. Everyone knows that, but I have no reason to take part in no politics, because we, as Muslims, don't. We're not supposed to mention it, and I've just been talking too much. That's all.
I understand that, but you said, why don't they go after all the football players, the baseball players, the basketball
players?
Well,
I had no right saying that. I had no right putting them on the spot. And I understand a few of them are on the spot now, and I'm very sorry. And I didn't know that they would really take these things that I would say and make it that serious. And from now on, I'll just be quiet. They act like I'm the president or something. I mean, I'm just a fighter, and I know nothing about politics, and I have a right to say things, but if I knew that they would get me this much trouble, I never would say nothing.
Well, are you going to tell me here and now that you look forward into going into the Army?
I'm not saying nothing about that, I told you. No draft, no reclassification, Vietnam, world situation. I have nothing to say about it. We're just waiting. It's up to the government.
All right, let's get to Terrell. You're going to go after his belly? It's supposed to be weak. You studied the Shivalo films.
Well, I really don't want to reveal my strategy, but I will have a surprise for the world that night, as usual.
As usual.
He will be my toughest contender. He's got a reach. I notice he can take a lot of punches. He's never really been. Shivalo hit him with his best. Machen hit him with his best. Cleveland Williams. And nobody's really hurt him. And I'm going to have to really watch him. And I can't underestimate him. And as you can see today, I'm working hard for the fight.
And I trust when that bout is over, if it does eventuate, you will still be the greatest.
No, I told you on the wide world of sports, you were the greatest.
You're very kind. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Perfect. You mean to tell me?
The Ali Cosell tape just stopped. In the world of digital things, just stopped. So here I am. Now I'm laughing. It was going another 3 minutes and 45 seconds. So I was going to go out, and look at the sidewalk and that kind of good stuff and step out the studio, this and that. And then all of a sudden, I was going to make my move and I heard like silence. I said, I go to Daniel. What's going on? He doesn't know what's going on. We're both like baffled by this, but this is sort of like, it was one of those days when this is live radio and everything that could happen that, that's probably not supposed to happen is happening. Stuttering and stammering, that happens every week. But the bottom line is we usually don't have all this many production gaps. So it's not Daniel's fault. It's the equipment, believe me. Of course, and I told you back in the day when we first started at Sports Byline, we had dial-up internet, and we still have dial-up internet. And of course, remember that when you like make that noise? Yeah, that's how bad the internet is here. Of course, straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We talked about the Mexican superstar. You got to call him what it is. Of course, he is a Mexican superstar. I'm talking about Canelo. I was hanging out with the Sheik guy. Of course, talking about the man that's got all the money from Saudi Arabia, and probably that fight's going to get put together, him and Terrence Crawford. But originally, it was going to be Conor Benn. Of course, and they wanted to do 90,000 people. Talking about doing that in like Wembley Stadium, but nah, that's not going to happen. In fact, I bet you that if Canelo is successful against Crawford, he probably will take on Nigel Benn late next. He's looking for soft touches. The only reason why he's not fighting Daniel is that Daniel can't make 168. I mean, that's it. I mean, he would fight the easiest opponent available. Not that Daniel would be a knockover for him. There's no doubt, like a bowling pin. But the bottom line is, Canelo's not fighting anybody. The world heavyweight champion is from the Ukraine. Of course, and Ukraine's in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. And, he's not, how can I put this? He may be the unified world heavyweight champion, but he doesn't do a whole lot for me. And maybe, I don't know what that says. Maybe it's my bias against Russian fighters because, I couldn't get up. I sort of needed Viagra to watch Dmitry Bivol and Artur Beterbiev to an extent because I think I've got to get into personalities. I got to know about personalities, know about guys on the inside, this and that. And I think with the Russian fighters, I get that look. But I will say this about the Russian fighters, though. You can hit them with boards. You can hit them with, 2x4s, the whole 9 yards. You can hit them with a hammer, I think, and they'll keep coming back. Maybe they'll go down, but they'll keep coming back. They're the toughest species on the planet today. I kid you not. Straight up, let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. And, of course, gaffes.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We'll find out tonight how much the Ali fight took out of Frazier, if anything. And we'll find out tonight just how good George Foreman is in punching and in taking a punch. I think he hurt Joe Frazier. I think Joe is hurt.
Frazier's hurt.
Angie Dundee, Ali's trainer right next to me, is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be in a neutral corner. He is as poised as can be. We have a minute left in this first round, and already this fight is proving out what some have expected. Oh, that left is getting in there. Underneath, Archie Moore is yelling to Foreman. We've got the excitement here that we look for. Frazier is dazed. He is getting hit again and again and again. The same head that was hit so often by Muhammad Ali. Frazier is dazed. You see the countdown for the first round. Foreman has not panicked. Foreman is going about his job. Foreman is all over Joe Frazier. Frazier is down again, and he may be. No, he is rising. He is game. He doesn't know where he is. The mandatory eight count. He doesn't know where he is. Now the round is about to end. Two knockdowns in the first round of Joe Frazier. Down again. No saving by the bell.
51 years ago, of course, 1973, January 1973, Muhammad Ali, of course, not getting the rematch with Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier going with George Foreman instead and getting killed. That was like Kingston, Jamaica. What a wipeout that was. Of course, Joe was never the same after that. Of course, he had the two fights with Muhammad Ali, the 12-round non-title fight in the Garden. Of course, that was the second fight. It was sort of marred by the inept refereeing of Tony Perez in the second round when Joe Frazier was basically knocked out. But, you know, Tony said he heard the bell. The bell didn't ring. Bottom line is Joe got a bit of a break there. It lasts another 10 rounds. But you also got to knock referee Tony Perez for the fact that he let Muhammad Ali hang on to Joe Frazier's neck so much. I mean, that wasn't cool either. But the bottom line is, of course, that fight took place in the third fight, the Thrill in Manila, a fight that basically bankrupted both those guys as far as their. I mean, they had nothing left. Physically, mentally, emotionally, that fight took everything out of both guys. Scored 14 rounds, and the fight was stopped in the 14th round when my friend, the great Eddie Futch, of course, the trainer of Joe Frazier and Ken Norton and guys like that. But the bottom line is he told Frazier, son, you have nothing to be ashamed of, and he stopped the fight. At the same time, on the other side of the ring, Ali was trying to get out of the fight, said, cut off the gloves, cut off the gloves, cut off the gloves, cut off, I don't want no more, cut off the gloves. I mean, he was screaming, cut off, I'm done. Ali told me it was the closest thing he ever came to death in his entire life. The closest thing that ever brought him to death, that was that third Frazier fight, of course. And that mostly, that spent both guys. Joe Frazier would never be the same after that. Muhammad Ali would never be the same after that. Maybe they were never the same after the first fight. Because, you know, that first fight took a whole lot of both guys. And the fact that Ali fought him with only a couple of years of prep, of course, I mean, a couple of fights prep, probably was a bit of a boner. But Ali thought he could beat Joe Frazier, something that didn't happen March 8th, 1971. Joe Frazier, a unanimous winner. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As this disjointed as it was, I thank you so much for tuning in. My producer, I got to give him props when things are good and when props are bad. The bottom line is my producer is the great Jack Smith. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Broadway. We never shine a light on me. I may never live to see my name in life.